Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Wildlife News. Ferret reintroduction bears fruit. Biologists have confirmed the presence of at least two kits, or young ferrets, among a group of black-footed ferrets reintroduced on Bureau of Land Management land in Montana last year, says the Billings Gazette on August 16th. The kits are the first wild-born ferrets in Montana. An agency biologist said the kits are worth their weight in gold because they seem to survive longer and have good reproduction compared with captive-raised ferrets. Several dozen more ferrets are expected to be released in the same general area this fall. So far, the Ferret Recovery Program has established 8 reintroduction sites in Wyoming, Arizona, Utah, South Dakota, Montana, and Mexico, with an overall goal of establishing 1,500 ferrets living in 10 locations, with no less than 30 breeding adults in each colony by the year 2010. Round 1 to salmon. A federal judge has denied a request by Washington State Builders, Farmers, and Cattle Ranchers to remove Endangered Species Act protection for Puget Sound and Columbia River Chinook salmon, pending a decision on their lawsuit challenging the Chinook's threatened status, says the Seattle Post-Intelligencer on August 23rd. The lawsuit is similar to the case of the Oregon coastal coho salmon, where a judge removed its Endangered Species Act listing because the National Marine Fisheries Service lumped hatchery and wild populations together in the same evolutionarily significant unit. A federal appeals court has set aside that ruling pending the appeal, and we thank Green Lines for those stories. New owl species found on remote Indonesian island. Two Australian researchers said recently they had found a new species of owl on an island in Indonesia's remote Wallacea area, putting to rest the mystery that has gripped ornithologists for years. Jerry Olson of the University of Canberra's Applied Ecology Research Group and co-researcher Susan Trost said the new species, the little Sumba hawk owl, would be endangered, but further studies are needed to determine its conservation status. Ornithologists have debated for several years the existence of a previously unknown species on the island of Sumba. Some speculated an unknown owl sighted on the island was most likely the common large Sumba bubuk owl or the Flora's Scopes owl, but Olson and Trost traveled to the island chain in 2001 to find out. Given all the scientific conjecture which had been going on for years about the identity of this little bird and the dangers associated with mounting an expedition to Sumba, we got a bit of a thrill out of being the ones to finally put the mystery to rest, Olson said in a statement. The dangers he refers to are local mistrust of visiting Caucasians, a suspicion that dates back to the days of the Dutch slave traders who raided the islands, and a local belief that the spirits of the ancestors live on in the owls. It is still a remarkably isolated part of the world, and it is highly likely a number of new species of birds will be found in Wallacea as more researchers begin to access it, Olson said. And we thank the Reuters News Service for that story. Critical habitat designation for piping plover. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has designated critical habitat for the northern Great Plains population of the piping plover, a threatened shorebird. The designation includes 183,422 acres of habitat and 1,207 miles of river habitat in Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. The designated areas of critical habitat include prairie alkali wetlands and surrounding shoreline, river channels and associated sandbars and islands, reservoirs and inland lakes and their shorelines, peninsulas and islands. These areas provide primary courtship, nesting, foraging, sheltering, brood rearing, and dispersal habitat for piping plovers. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.